Time for the Alcorn Archives on WEOL, presented by Eco Tree Services. Eco Tree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at ecotreeservices.com. I'm Bruce Van Dyke. We're joined by Tim Alcorn for the Alcorn Archives. What is in the archive today, Tim?
Well, Bruce and listeners, we are certainly now into spring sports season, and of course, WEOL for many years has been so proud to be the only radio station that goes out and covers the girls on the softball diamonds and the boys on the baseball diamonds with our diamond duels. And boy, Bruce, as I went through all of my sheets and score sheets, I'm thinking, how am I going to narrow these down? Some unbelievable games over the years, both baseball and softball wise, and I can only do one per week, so it's a challenge because there were some great games on both sides, on the softball side, on the baseball side, and it's kind of like basketball where we had all these great girls games and boys games, and there were so many that were left out. So I had to come up with one for this week. So I'm going to go back 10 years, well, not quite, 9 years and 11 months. May 27th of 2011, Sweet 16 softball, a regional semifinal, Division I up at Clyde High School. And boy, it seemed like every May I was making that trip to Clyde for Division I action, and this just turned out to be an epic game. Two Lorain County teams, the Midview Lady Middies at 19-4 under head coach Mike Ives, taking on the Elyria High Lady Pioneers under legendary coach Ken Fennick at 22-4. And it turned out to be one of those games that you'll never, ever forget. And of course, Bruce, as we've gone through these archives, there's always a little bit of a backstory. So quickly to let you know, well, number one, the two Lorain County teams were actually placed in different districts. So that's why you had neighboring schools and girls that knew each other so well playing in a Sweet 16. Midview had come out of one district, Elyria had come out of the other. So you've got these two Lorain County schools meeting in the regional semifinal. But the second interesting part of the story, make the ride out to Clyde, and they had been hit with rain and heavy rain throughout Friday morning. This was a Friday afternoon game, and I got to Clyde and I thought, there is absolutely no way we're going to play high school softball on this diamond today. It was nothing but mud everywhere, and it literally was water covered. And the job that Clyde Athletic Director Ryan Greenslade and his staff did to get that field ready was nothing short of miraculous. It was absolutely incredible. So, you know, I still look back at that and go, it was the greatest work of grounds crew that I ever saw. They must have put 2 acres worth of drying agent on that field before the ball game. But they played. So here we go. Midview and Elyria, Division I regional semifinal from May of 2011. And, of course, WEOL was thrilled because, hey, whoever won, we were going to get to the regional championship game the following day. But it was an epic ball game. So Midview and Elyria. Elyria was the home team, and they got things going in the bottom of the first inning as senior Cynthia Woodard led off, and she reached second on a two-base error and then stole third. So with Woodard at third, up stepped junior Alana Williams, and she delivered for the Lady Pioneers.
Here's the 2-1 pitch from Menke, and that one skied into short center field. Coming on, Grace Turner makes the catch. Here comes the throw home. It's cut off, and Elyria High leads it by a score of 1-0. Alana Williams delivers the sacrifice fly to score Cynthia Woodard.
So Cynthia Woodard, after getting to third with the first run of the ball game, so Elyria High would have a 1-0 lead. It would stay that way through 2 innings. So we head to the top of the third, Elyria up 1-0, and for the Midview Lady Middies with one out, their pitcher, Sydney Mankey, would reach on an error. Sydney Mankey would then steal second base, and she would advance to third on a passed ball. So with two down and Mankey at third, that brought up sophomore Kate Thomas, and boy, did she deliver big time for Mike Ives' team.
The pitch. There's a line drive into left center field, and it's over the head of Marie Masters. It'll go all the way to the fence. Mankey scores easily. Rounding second and heading to third is Thomas to throw the slide. Not in time. An RBI triple by Kate Thomas, and we are tied at one.
Yes, sophomore Kate Thomas with a clutch two-out RBI triple to tie the game at one. So you've got Kate Thomas over at third base, still two down, and that brought up a freshman for Midview, a ninth grader, Amanda Burskin, and boy, did she put a charge into this pitch.
The pitch to Burskin. Burskin sends that one high and deep to center field. It's gone! Amanda Burskin blasts a two-run home run, and Midview leads it by a score of 3-1. Amanda Burskin with her first home run of the year to dead center field. And it's a 3-1 Midview lead.
Yeah, both of these teams had outstanding offenses. They could really put runs on the board. And Midview with that three-run eruption in the top of the third. So they've got a 3-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the third inning. But Elyria would answer. Their number 9 hitter in the lineup, Alyssa Barker, was leading off the inning. And the number 9 hitter came through in a big way.
Next pitch to Barker. She slams that one to left field. And that ball is gone! Alyssa Barker, the number 9 hitter in the Elyria lineup, with a solo home run, her second blast of the year. And it is a 3-2 ball game. Alyssa Barker with a solo blast to left. And that puts Elyria right back to within a run.
Yep, that made it a 3-2 ball game for Alyssa Barker. That was her second home run of the year and kind of got some of the momentum back for Elyria after Midview had scored their 3 runs in the top of the third. So that would be the only run for Elyria in the bottom of the third. So it was a 3-2 ball game. We played through a scoreless 4th inning. So we head to the 5th. And to lead off the top of the 5th inning for the Midview Lady Middies was their leadoff hitter, Sydney Mankey. And the long ball barrage would continue.
Boros rocks and throws. And Mankey slams that one to deep left. It is gone! Sydney Mankey crushes her 3rd home run of the year. A solo shot. And it gives Midview a 4-2 lead. That was a no doubt about it shot. Sydney Mankey with Midview's 2nd home run of the ball game. And it makes it a 4-2 contest. And
yeah, 4-2. Midview now with a 2-run lead in the top of the 5th. And Bruce, just as an aside, I don't remember the exact year that the OHSAA moved the pitching rubber back 3 feet, but it made a huge difference in the game. It really opened it up offensively. In the early days of calling softball on WEOL, there were a lot of 1-0, 2-1, 2-0 type of ball games. But once they moved that rubber back 3 feet, not that every game was a 10-8 or a 11-9 ball game, but it certainly opened up the offenses, and that's good to see. I think fans like to see that as well. So 4-2 at Clyde High School's Joe Wilson Field. And as we go now to the top of the 6th inning, Midview still with that 2-run advantage, and Midview batting in the top of the 6th. With 1 out in the top of the 6th, Grace Turner singled for Midview. She then stole 2nd. And Lexi Hampker then flew out. So with 2 outs and Turner still at 2nd base, boy, another number 9 hitter would come through. Alyssa Barker, Elyria's number 9 hitter with the home run earlier. Well, the number 9 hitter for Midview was Paige Stefanson, and she came up with a big clutch hit.
Boros trying to slam the door, but there's a line drive, base hit into right field. Stefanson delivers. Grace Turner rounding third. She will score. And Midview leads it by a score of 5-2. Paige Stefanson with her 11th RBI of the year, and it's a huge one. Stephenson with a two-out single here in the sixth.
So Elyria trailing 5-2 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Elyria was down to their final six outs, trailing by three. But, Bruce, I once again have to give credit to Elyria Chronicle-Telegram's Tim Gebhardt, who sent me over the articles of the game that day. And Bob Daniels was out in Clyde covering that game for the CT. And there was a sidebar that Elyria High throughout the season had had big sixth innings. For some reason, their offense would come to life, seemed like every game in the sixth inning of play. And that's exactly what happened at Clyde High School. So going to the bottom of the sixth and Elyria down 5-2, their offense came to life. Darian Ward would lead off the inning with a bunt single. They called her Peanut, and I remember that. So Peanut Ward with a bunt single to start the inning, and that brought to the plate Holly Hauser. And Holly Hauser came up with a huge shot for Elyria High.
Menke's pitch is ripped into right center field. That'll get down for a base hit. It'll roll all the way to the fence. Darian Ward rounding third. Throw comes in. Ward comes home. Throw to third. Sliding safely is Holly Hauser with a triple. Hauser delivers the triple to score Ward, and Elyria has made it a 5-3 ball game. Ward hesitated for a moment. Ken Fenix said, go. And Darian put it right back into high gear and scored to make it 5-3.
So Holly Hauser with the big RBI triple. Elyria now within two, and Holly Hauser sitting down at third base after Haley Looney fouled out. Again, number nine hitter Alyssa Barker would come through for Elyria High as she was able to bring Holly Hauser home.
The pitch. Barker slaps that one to short, bobbled it short, throw to first. In time on a bang-bang play. Barker is retired, but Hauser scores, and it is now a 5-4 ball game. Ooh, that was close. So Barker retired on the play, but the RBI ground out makes it a 5-4 ball game.
So Elyria had put two on the board to get to within one, a 5-4 game, bottom of the sixth, two down, nobody on, but Elyria had turned the batting order over, and that brought to the dish leadoff hitter Cynthia Woodard. And boy, Cynthia Woodard came through with something she'll remember for the rest of her life.
It's been fun to watch. There's a line drive, left field, it is good! We're tied! Cynthia Woodard ties the game at five with a solo home run. Cynthia Woodard with her third home run of the year. And we are tied at five at Joe Wilson Field.
What a game. I mean, you could hear the crowd in the background. It was a big crowd over at Clyde, and two great teams just going back and forth. And once again, as it had been the case all season long, that sixth inning would prove to be magical for Elyria. So they score three in the bottom of the sixth to tie the game at five. And so now we head to the top of the seventh inning. Midview had a runner at second base with two down, and up came Heather Miller for Midview. She rocketed one out to center field where Cynthia Woodard, who just made the home run or just hit the home run to tie the game at five, made an unbelievable catch, just an incredible catch in center field to preserve the tie as it was the third out of the inning. It was an incredible catch by Woodard to rob Heather Miller and prevent the run from scoring from second. So we go to the bottom of the seventh in a 5-5 tie at Joe Wilson Field at Clyde High School. And for Elyria High, leading off the inning would be their cleanup hitter, sophomore Alexis Roseboro. And the count ran to 3-2. And then on the next pitch, Alexis Roseboro would leave a lasting memory for Lady Pioneer fans.
3-2 pitch. It's high. It's deep to center. It's gone. This game is over.
Alexis Roseboro has sent the Elyria High Lady Pioneers to the regional championship on Saturday. A solo home run by Roseboro to win the game 6-5. Roseboro with her second home run of the year. And it ends this game in thrilling fashion. 6-5, Lady Pioneers win it, and it will be Elyria at 23-4 in the regional championship game tomorrow at noon at Joe Wilson Field, taking on Sylvania Southview. A crushing defeat for the Midview Lady Middies. They bow out at 19-5.
What an unbelievable game. It was just one of those that went back and forth. And Bruce, as I said, two great programs. Midview under head coach Mike Ives, Elyria under head coach Ken Fennick. And I know it's a cliche. It's a game that it's a shame somebody had to lose, because they just went back and forth, and it was a long ball day out in Clyde. And, boy, the home runs were flying out of there. But sophomore Alexis Roseboro with the one that she will never, ever forget, the game winner to send Elyria to that regional final. They would win the regional final against Sylvania. 6-4, advanced to the state final four at Akron Firestone Stadium. And in 2011, Elyria would lose in the state semifinal to North Canton Hoover. But, boy, that Elyria-Midview game from May of 2011, hard to believe it's 10 years ago. It seems like I called that game last night. But what a fun game it was. And Elyria rallies with three in the sixth, and then Roseboro with the walk-off home run in the seventh to win it 6-5. That was a lot of fun that afternoon.
Yes. Now, was that the clothesline cord that comes from the building to Clyde? Or was that a direct Marty shot? We enjoy coming to Clyde, but we had to work our magic to get the broadcast on the air from that particular facility for that.
It seemed like every year there was something unique about getting the game to the listeners from Clyde. I've always said someday I'll write a book about the phone lines that we ran and, the, as you said, the Marty shoots and, sending a signal from the field to the Marty to the janitor's office.
Right. Well, all I can say is I'm glad Ryan took over as the AD. The previous gentleman there, at one point when I was discussing this, he goes, "Why do you want to come out here and broadcast this?" It was a state, tournament game, and we're like, that's why we follow softball, which we, as you mentioned at the start, it's a unique thing for a lot of radio stations to do, broadcast the softball and baseball seasons because of the weather and also the access to, if they have a diamond, that's where they play.
Right.
And as I heard from one a previous AD, he says, baseball, you just need to get an umpire there. It's, that's pretty much an umpire and a dry field somewhat, and you're ready for to, play ball.
So well, not if you're a radio station.
Oh, no. We have to get – I think part of this was one time during the drama department set room or something like that. I've never been – I was in there once, I think, out there at that time. But, technology, is a little behind in Clyde on occasion. I don't want to say that, but it takes a while. But we enjoyed our time going out to Clyde High School to broadcast all those games. And that just meant that we had a successful softball season with our teams locally.
Oh, absolutely. The softball in Lorain County is absolutely phenomenal. Could be the best in the state of Ohio with the likes of Elyria and Keystone and Amherst and Midview. And I don't want to leave anybody out, Avon. I mean, there's just great softball programs in Lorain County. And it's always been a joy to go out to Clyde. And you mentioned Ryan Greenslade. Truly, he worked miracles that day. I mean, it was just slop. It was absolute slop and water in that infield. And I thought, why did I even drive out here? And lo and behold, he got that thing ready. I will never, ever forget that. I thought, man, this guy is unbelievable. He got a lot of help, of course. He didn't do it on his own, but he was leading the charge. But great game, great memories. Hard to believe that it was 10 years ago. And as I said at the beginning, so many unbelievable diamond duels as I went through my score sheet. So I'll keep trying to come up with the one every week that kind of stands out. But they're really, really challenging to pick one out because there were some great ones.
And a lot of softball sometimes is those pitcher's duels, which is kind of hard to express in sort of highlights in a sense, right? I mean, it's third strikeouts or moving through the innings with a perfect game, that type of a thing. But it's always fun to hear. And this one, of course, as you had a lot of long balls in it as well. It's the Alcorn Archive from May 27, 2011, Elyria and Midview in softball. Alcorn Archive is brought to you by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. For Tim Alcorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.